love, then as it were, serve him more here. But boy, when the body's just down and not, you're ready to go home. Okay, Father, I'm ready. Let's go home. There's no argument with God. There's no longing and regrets or anything. It's just, oh, I want to go home now. And you're groaning until you're ready to go. Verse 3. In as much as we, believers, having put it on, will not be found naked. There's a lot here, and I don't want to take time to do it. Aristotle and the classical Greeks, with their great classic minds, deal with the nakedness of man when he leaves his body, just drifts around the soul, the real you. But this will not happen with us. We will have a resurrected body. For indeed, verse 4, while we are in this tent, this body that we have now, we groan. I think Paul was doing a lot of groaning probably about now, his physical body. We groan, being burdened. A lot of burdens with the body. And some more than others. Paul had several problems that we know about. Probably some problems. We're not sure of what they were either. But we know that he had eyesight trouble. Just a lot of things that were physically wrong, and some people have a lot more problems than others. I know Estelle is fighting through a lot of physical things constantly, and so and others, it's just a daily body, a battle against gravity and things, but others really do have some severe problems. We indeed, while we are in this tent, we groan, being burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed. This is with that resurrected body, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life. Now, he who prepared for us this very purpose is God, purpose of the eternal dwelling in the resurrected body, who gave to us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee. Therefore, being always of good courage and knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. It's just another one of those things that people have a lot of trouble understanding, that Christ is, Jesus is not here on earth. Oh, well, he's here with me by the Holy Spirit. But he's not here physically. We're not with him physically. You don't see Jesus Christ. If you do, don't tell me. I'll have to turn you into some guys that drive around in trucks with white coats. We don't do that. And you've got to understand, he is a real person. I wonder if these people have comprehended that Jesus, the Son of God, came in the form of man, is a real person. And so it says in verse 6, when we're here on earth, we're absent from the Lord. He departed. He left. And we've been studying that in the crisis of faith. Now, since we do not follow him in that sense of seeing, walking by that sight, we walk by faith. Not by sight. We don't follow him. We don't follow law. We don't follow things. We don't follow things that we can see, hear, touch, all this type of... We walk by faith. Faith in that Spirit who was given to us as a pledge. Now the sentence isn't through. For we are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be home with the Lord. But until then, we certainly are going to walk by faith. Okay, that was the 2 Corinthians 5:7-1, and we spent time looking at that last week. Now, Hebrews 11:6. This is where we had to close off last week, so let's pick it up at Hebrews 11:6. Falling more and more in love with the book of Hebrews, studying it for the communion, studying it for things like this, reading through.